Blog Talk Radio.
Lady T, you with me?
What's happening?
What's going on with you, hey, sir?
Bruh, I'm having some technical difficulties over here. It won't let me call in from my phone, so I'm using DMOC's phone. So I'm making it work over here because guess what? The devil is a liar.
All day, every day. Excuse me, y'all. As you can hear, I'm still fighting. But we here. We going hard with a host with a Froghorn Leghorn voice and a co-host on the Piggy Boo trick phone.
Yes, that bad.
Right.
But we doing our thing. Hey, Treece. You know what? We ain't gonna do it today. We're going to jump right in. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we're going to take a look at the Devin Haney-Ryan Garcia fight. All right? So, hey, it was a good one. It was a good one. So we're going to go over that. NBA news.
Lord.
Yeah, we got to. What do y'all think of Draymond Green's ejection after the hit to the face of the Suns, Yusuf Nurkic, resulting in his third ejection thus far this season? Now, I typed this up yesterday before the announcement of the indefinite suspension came down. But I still want, you know, I want to know who's going along with the suspension, who thinks it's too much. I want to talk about it. All right. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that. Lady T, time for her to present week 15 edition of Lady T's Pick. We will also talk week 15 and the biggest game and what we expect. Kel Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real. Y'all know what we talking about.
No, we talking about. Y'all talking about? Yeah, man. I want to give it a minute because I want everybody on because, you know, we'll get Nas that'll call it all late.
Yeah.
And then trying to talk about Draymond Green. So I really, truly want to give everybody the opportunity or the chance to call in. So you know what? We're gonna just mix the rundown. We told you all what's going to be on the show, the topics that we're going to talk about. So I got something that I want to talk about. Okay.
Okay.
Today I started a new position. Well, the same position, just on a new post. And you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks. You know. I was a little hesitant in the beginning because, you know, anytime you go through change, there's a uncertainty that affects us. So it was the unknown. It was the unknown. But I'm thankful. I went today. I had an opportunity to meet some new folks, also have conversations and get acquainted with some people I already knew. So, you know, it was rough in the beginning and of the day, I'm going to say. This was one of them days, Tree. My poor Reese got the brunt of me this morning, and you know, I had to call her back and apologize to her because nothing that I was going through this morning was her fault, you know. So, but I had to explain to her, you know, heavy is the head that receives the love, if you get my drift, you know. Sometimes we go hard on our special significant one because they are so close to us. So yeah, I had to eat a little humble pie early in the morning, but once I and you know what, it just sometimes you get tired of having to think on the fly, get everything done, you know, make sure things are right and go in an appropriate manner. You know, sometimes you just don't want that. Sometimes you want things to just go, you know, without a whole lot of extra from you. So, hey, it wasn't my day this morning for things to go without extra. So, hey, I thank God for getting me through it. I thank God for giving me a woman who can deal with me. And, you know, when it was so funny when I called her back and apologized. I said, I hurt your feelings this morning, didn't I? She said, yes, you did. And she sounded so pitiful. I just wanted to put my arms around her and just squeeze her, you know? Tell her I'm sorry,
yes.
You know? Some, you got to be big enough to do that sometimes. You have to be big enough to do that sometimes. So I'm very, very, very thankful. The Lord knew what he was doing when he put us in each other's path. So reach up, Daddy, sorry again, and I love you.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, girl. I had to take a serious deep breath this morning, Trish. I'm trying to tell you. But like I said, everything turned out good. So, you know, it is what it is. All right. Anything you want to say? Oh, forgive me, sis.
What?
Tomorrow
what
will come, and girl, y'all can't wait. It's your anniversary. Your anniversary. Happy wedding anniversary to my sister, Tree, and my brother, Tang. Happy anniversary. And you guys keep being the example for younger couples on how to get through, how to make it work, how to love your partner like it's day one. The anniversary to you guys. We love you guys so much, so much. Yeah. I saw Marcus had sent you guys a text, and I said, dang, man, how come I always forget what Tree tells me not even a day ago, you know? So, hey, better late than never.
That was
happy
good, bro.
Anniversary, family. Happy anniversary. Yeah. How many
years? I really appreciate it. Nine.
How many years? Oh, niner.
Mm-hmm.
Niner.
And you
game.
Know it. There you go. Bang, bang, niner game.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
He
so
a niner for this week. For he a niner this year.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Hey. He ain't mad about that. I know he ain't. You know, that man, look. Tang, smile. From the time you walk in the door until you leave the house. So I know he happy with that. He don't care about being the niner at all. At all. He looking for 10. Oh, man. So,
he looking
so
for
what 10. Did you guys
be,
do?
I'm looking for 10.
What did you get guys do?
Oh, we don't really do too much. We didn't do it. Bruh, when you've been with somebody half your adult life, and you've done everything, go out of town, go out of this place, go that place, mm-hmm. did this, did that. We've done everything that you can think of and then some together. So, I mean, anniversaries are special, you know, but it's just another day to us, and we just treat it as such. We don't really do too many things exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, we just kept it simple.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, the week is young, so because you haven't yet does not mean you guys aren't. So whatever you guys do, do it with love and just appreciate each other, man. You know, it's crazy how many couples are together, not together. Off and on and just tripping, for lack of a better.
But we actually, you know, the thing here with us, like, we actually enjoy each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to a point where you can't, where you don't want to go home because you don't feel like talking to that person, or you with the wrong person. That's just
right.
All I'm gonna say. You with the wrong person. If whenever you think about going home, or you think about the other person, you. Negative thoughts come to your mind, you're definitely with the wrong person. Because loving somebody, it doesn't really take a lot of work. It just takes just being happy and being with the person you love. So
that's a mouthful. That is a mouthful, you know. Sometimes Reese and I, we'll just sit there quiet, watching TV, and laugh at the funny stuff. The older I get, Trees, the more sentimental I get. So on certain parts of the movie, she and I looking at each other to see who cried first.
Definitely. Usually don't cry too much over the movies or whatever, so I'm always getting stared at because I'm definitely boo-hooing and definitely tears is running down my face. So, I do understand that 1,000%.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, the days young and stuff like that, like when I look at my mom and my dad and Tame mom and dad, you know, when his dad was still here, it's just that kind of love is just so very special, you know, because my mom and dad have been together forever. Just take the phone off and say ever. And they get excited. Just like, you know, at first I used to be wondering why my mom so excited. She like, well, keep buying me a washing machine and a dryer. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she was, you know, just excited to the utmost. And now I'm like, ooh, I'm about to get me a washing machine and a dryer. I like, I'm excited too now. Like, give me a washing machine and a dryer. You know, that's just gorgeous. Simple things make you so very happy when you're already in love with that person. The other material things really don't matter.
That's what's up. I agree 1,000%. But a pair of Nike boots never hurt.
You know what? I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you, bro. I'm not. And guess what? They will be here the end of the week. So
I know.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't messing with you. And some other things will be here the end of the week, too. So I'm just going to put that out there, too.
Petty Eddie Spaghetti. Boy. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. Tree, this one, babe, you watched it. I didn't get to watch this one.
You didn't get to watch it? It was a great fight. Okay. It was a great fight. It was a good fight. I didn't watch everything. I mean, I watched everything around, but I was making sales, too, with TNT Fashion. So I was, like, you know, in and out. But the parts that I did see, Haney looked amazing. Like, he looked amazing. That other guy, let me start from the beginning. The trainers for each person, I think their dads were the trainers for the spokesperson, not to say, for each person.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ryan Garcia, his dad, he talked so much trash. I just knew Ryan Garcia was going to come in there and tear the house down, right? I'm talking about tear the whole house down.
Right.
I mean, the Haney camp, he talked some trash, too. But, right. But it wasn't like he was talking all the trash like Garcia Camp was. Like they was just doing the most.
Okay.
Haney Camp was doing a little bit, but they wasn't doing the most, you know. So when the fight actually started, you know, the first couple of rounds, they try to feel each other out and this and the other. Woo-woo. When I tell you, Ryan Garcia did not win no round.
Wow.
Not one. Not
wow.
one. He wasn't. I'm looking for this power punch. This epic. I don't even know what to say. This epic show from the Ryan Garcia camp.
Yeah.
Never happened. I'm still waiting on it. I'm still waiting on the fight for him to come to the fight at this. I'm still waiting. Because Haney beat the brakes off him every single round.
Mm.
Haney got caught with a couple of punches here and there. You know, he showed some signs here and there. But Haney beat him up. Haney beat him up. Like, he beat him up. And he dropped him. I don't know. They need to revamp and redo their whole strategy on what they was coming in there to do to the handicap, because the handicap was on point and ready. Okay? They was locked and loaded, ready.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
For real, with boxing being what it is now, it's like, if you come out there talking trash and you're unprepared, I'm questioning if you should even be a part of it. I'm questioning if you should even be out there. Seriously. I mean, come on, man. I got another question, Tree. How many of them Garcia brothers is it? For real, man. Every time I
I need to look that up. I'm going to get back with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We just saw two Garcia brothers fight the other night, and another one fought just last weekend. How many Garcia brothers is it, man? Poor Mama Garcia. I'm serious.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's my boy. Hmm. Yeah. Let's go to the phone, man. Let's go to Cap. And Cap, I know you probably didn't watch it, but I'm sure you heard something about it, right? Come on, Cap.
Oh, sir, no. Not a drop.
Hey, Cap. Mm.
Hey, what's up, Lady T? How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, boxing, man. don't really do nothing for me, to be honest. So I don't have nothing for you. I love the sport as I'm doing it myself, but to sit and watch these guys, man, I can't. It's not entertaining to me. It's more conversation than fighting.
Right.
A whole lot of posturing and everything, and then don't give you what you know, like you say, the expectations. You set them too high and you get disappointed.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I ain't mad at you about that. It's been some fights that have left me with that same feeling. So I ain't mad at you. Let's go to the Huckleberry, man. What's up, Huck?
Huckleberry.
What's up, Kale? What's up, Corner People, sis? Cap.
All right.
Listen.
What up, bro?
I'm with Cap. You know, I didn't even know a fight was happening. You know, that's the interest that I had. I was mildly surprised and happy with the last fight, the Crawford and the Spence fight. These other fights, I don't know. But I want to say this real quick, since on your anniversary, Grandma came in the room last night and said, I'm watching the game. She came in the room and she said, you know, your shirt and your hoodie arrived at the same day that their anniversary is. She said, y'all connected for life. I just laughed because I hadn't even paid any attention. But I want everybody to know, if you haven't got a Kale's Corner t-shirt or hoodie, man, they're beautiful. Get you one. I am so happy to have mine. Thank you.
I'm sorry that it took so long to get to you, bro. I do apologize. The man, I just apologize.
Well, I know you had to put like two cows together to make mine, but thank you.
Last night I came home, I turned the TV on, and I saw Georgetown was playing Creighton, I believe, whoever it was they was playing. But I looked at the coach. Now, nothing about the is that alopecia in his head or whatever? Nothing about that. But face forward, I said, that Bama look like he in 57 family. He look like 57 cousin or something.
Hey, man, every light-skinned guy ain't a kid some kid to me.
Y'all look like family, man.
You know how many years I got called Tom Joyner?
Okay.
I used to love Tom Joyner, man. His show was everything. J.S. Yeah. Brown.
But for real, Kale, boxing ain't really, used to be, used to be like you knew, you couldn't wait for this fight to come. You know, you having a party or something. You waiting. Now, it's like you and Sis come on and say it was a fight. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about something that happened in basketball last night.
Right.
Yeah.
It has really come to that with boxing. You know, they seek the biggest name, and as we discussed, some guys move up, some guys move down, and try to pair what they think is going to be a good fight. And we just haven't had one in a while. We really haven't had a good fight in a while. So,
yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you, 57. But because I love boxing so much, I'm going to continue to watch. I'm just continue to watch and whatever be, you know. I don't know what else to say. Let's
y'all
got to
start giving us a warning about when the fights are happening, because I really don't, like Cap, I don't even know when they're happening.
Yeah, you know,
give us a little warning.
Yeah, I didn't know. Therese,
I forgot. Therese, it slipped my mind. I apologize.
Yeah, after the Tuesday show, she said, we didn't talk about Devin Haney. I said, what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's exactly what he said.
He fought Garcia. And instantly I started thinking, how many damn Garcias is it? And all of them named Ryan. You know, it's crazy. Let's take
it's a whole nation of Garcias, Gail.
Say what?
And they all got different mamas. It's a whole nation of Garcias.
Oh, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it.
They all got
Ted.
Different moms, too.
Help me out, Ted.
Okay. Hey, Ted.
Hey. What's happening? Happy anniversary, Lady T.
Thank you.
And Mr. Tang. Mm. Yes, indeed. It's a blessing. How many years has it been? Is it?
9.
Okay, y'all trying to catch up.
Okay.
That's what's up. It's a blessing, like you say.
we're going to catch up.
I got 28 in there.
I know that's right. So, listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, 57 got four. How many you got 57?
47.
47.
Yeah,
it's a blessing, dog.
Come on,
that's a blessing,
it.
Big dog. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
a blessing.
It is, man.
Yes,
and like Kel said, I can't take all the credit for it either.
Hey,
no,
like you say, like you say, God knows the women that put us in our life that deals with us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, bro.
Men kill from that same cloth, like you said, in the morning, we be exploding for no reason. It don't be about them, like you said, be other issues. But like he said at point, the loved ones, the ones that we love the most, as we see, they catch it the hell the most. But I digress off of that. Again, Lady T, happy anniversary, y'all. But as far as them boots, I got a birthday coming up, too. My birthday is the 18th, so this a hint, hint, you know. this kind of stuff, you know, a real good but everything y'all said, everything I can't even repeat. Y'all said it on point, 57. You was on point. Everything, man. Completely everything you said. Because when she said about fight, I was like, well, what's she talking about? She's talking about what's next. I ain't gonna go into that. Like you said, we're gonna go into that later. But I thought you were talking about that fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like you said, y'all give a warning. You're like 57 say, give a warning. I didn't know nothing. Kill, give me a call, man. Hey, you watching a fight, you know, this and that.
That was my fault. I apologize.
You know, hey, like you say, like every Cap said, everything, it's like it's not the same. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just, yeah, y'all covered it all. Love y'all, miss y'all, but I'm here. And hey, next subject.
You know next subject.
Go ahead. Oh my God.
The next
I
subject.
Mean, forgive me, not next subject. Now forgive me. I digress. Tails corner. And how y'all doing? Cap 57, excuse me. I just digress. That's what I meant. You know,
hey, we love you, man. You all right?
That's what's up.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. We got a surprise caller on here. A brother of mine to my meemaw. What's up, Ma? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, baby brother?
Hey,
first of all, happy holidays in the season. I love y'all. And I hope you love me back, because this not only goes to me, not only my family, but my foes. So I'm saying this to y'all. Y'all mean so much to me. Y'all just don't know what this do to me. It's a healing process in my life. I will say this, though. I know I'm probably way off topic, but there's Patrick Mahomes. There's Dak Prescott. And then there's Jalen Hurts. The combination of these three young men as quarterbacks, they're constantly on their team for some years. But not.
Hello?
What happened to him?
Marvin.
Oh, we lost him. I think we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him. He dropped. I'm pretty sure he's going to call back in. I'm pretty sure. All right, with that.
He got us on a cliff.
Yeah, like you can get rid of access to one of them thinking questions, Cap.
Exactly.
Cap say we on the cliff. Don't push
back,
Mark.
You dig deep for this one right here.
Oh, okay. Come on, Marv. We need you. Come on back, boy. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick
boy.
One, and we're going to go ahead into the other subject, which I believe is going to take forever.
Hold on real quick, Kim. Before you
go
to the next subject. So right now I'm being told that a lot of people is trying to call in, but for some reason, if you have a 202 or a 240 number, it's not letting you call in. So it's not letting Chang call in. And he's right here with me. So if you want to talk to him, he'll be right here.
Okay. What's up, bruh? Happy anniversary.
That's funny, because I'm calling in on a 240 number. That's that closing play phone you got, boy.
It wouldn't let me call in.
Hey, y'all.
I'm on Darius' phone.
You know what?
You crazy.
Hey, Kane, I told you not to get none of that banana pudding on your phone, man.
Woke him out.
I ain't messing with y'all, right?
He couldn't even go to work today, bruh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man, I'm fucking you.
Yeah.
That Nana Bush. 5'6".
That Nana Bush got him.
You'll be right back, y'all.
Upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head. Say oops, upside your head.
I'm back at you again. Radio station is WDAP. Now on all you guys, and you finger snappers, you toe snappers, and you lip snappers, I want y'all to say this with me. Bang!
That's what
we
Draymond
supposed to club down to that, buddy.
That's what Draymond dreamed. Said, yeah, exactly.
Song.
And one question to my co-host.
Okay.
I've been thinking about you and what you said when you said every team needs a Draymond Green. Do you feel the same, or are you taking a pause on that now?
Listen, I still believe everybody needs a Draymond Green, but I don't think it should be to that extent. I don't think you should be out there just punching people in the face and doing all that kind of stuff. What I meant by a Draymond Green, I'm talking about his energy and what he brings to the team, just his energy, not the physicality of it all. Just
right.
The thought of him, like he might do something to you. I'll just take it that far.
Draymond is an opportunist.
Yeah, I don't think he should be out there punching and swinging on people just for no reason. I don't agree with that at all. I just don't.
Right.
Here's a quick question.
I think sometimes. Go ahead.
If you were a student and you never had to turn in assignments but knew you was gonna get an A anyway, would you turn in assignments?
Nope.
Nah.
Nope. Exactly. So my point is, you're gonna do what you can get away with. He picks and chooses. What's pissing me off? That brother in Detroit just waiting for him. He won't do that to him.
Who is that brother?
Who in
that?
Detroit? Stewart.
Mm.
You know, the crazy bama that would chase LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He won't bother people like him.
Mm.
He won't bother people like him, you know.
Mm.
It's just annoying, man. You stumped in Sabonis' chest.
Mm-hmm.
You choked Rudy. You know, these all foreigners. All foreigners.
Mm.
Oh, all foreigners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
don't forget
about
he kicked LeBron and the Quavos. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Foreigner. Yeah.
LeBron a foreigner?
No, I'm just
He didn't really kick him, but you see, I'm sorry, him and LeBron are real good friends now. They're business partners and all that, and he look up to LeBron,
yeah.
They say. So
yeah.
He just
you know what,
man. I go ahead, I'm sorry.
Isaiah Stewart.
No, I apologize,
yeah.
Ted. I didn't mean to cut across. But sometimes we see people spiraling down a hole and don't nobody reach out and grab them or say anything. This dude is a great talent. Like Sis said, you want his energy. And when he's out there really playing, he's a good talent on that court. But right now, his indefinite suspension, he needs a wake-up call. And the only way you're going to wake him up is take away what he loves the most. Something else is going on in this dude's life. And if you don't put something on the skids under him now, he's going to do something else that's going to end up getting him in more trouble or end up causing his life. So I think it's more than just basketball.
My Betty said, exactly. My Betty said, he said he didn't mean to hit him. It was an accident. He got quick reflex.
Yeah.
Look how contrite he looks after every incident. But he don't look like that guy when he out there hitting people in the face and choking on people. He don't look like that guy.
The thing is, what frustrate, like with the guy, I don't know who was on, said frustrate, because he's smart. Like you said, you want his intelligence, you want his energy, you want his when he plays ball right. You want that. Mm-hmm. But when he goes off and do things that's detrimental to the team, you know, you missing games, you get suspended, you messing up your team, you know, as far as that. And like you say, 57, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, it's some issues with Draymond. It's beyond basketball, you know. And he can't say that he didn't trust you, because I watched it again. It's like he had like a fraction of a second. He targeted. He knew where he was hitting that head. You didn't have to swing viciously like that. You know what I'm saying? If you know, I thought his smartness, he used to would do bait the ref to call a call. You know what I'm saying? And get a whatever kind of call on the other player. But you're just destructive now. You just you got
bad
issues, man.
Bad.
Something going on with you.
Can you imagine him playing like that on Lucas, on Maurice Lucas?
No, he wouldn't have did nothing like that.
They would have fought like
Maurice
him and
Dawkins,
like Dawkins, and then was going to get into it in 1977.
Maurice Lucas
would have
knocked him out.
Yes, sir.
How about
yes, sir.
What y'all think about Rasheed Wallace or Ben Wallace?
Come on, man.
Same thing.
Choked him like they would have. Ben would have choked him like he did, like him at the palace.
Latrell
like they say,
Freewell would have definitely choked him.
Like he say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But like I say, Draymond, he only does it to players that will not do anything back. You know,
exactly.
He will not challenge anyone that will give him the business. You know what I mean?
Right.
He knows
but
who to
Ted,
do it to.
Yeah.
What
happened to the good old days, Ted, when players knew how to get you back within the confines of the game? You know, you down in the paint, you get an elbow to the stomach or something. The ref never see it. But you doubled over. They don't know how to play the game no more.
Right.
Well, let me tell you
I'm
why.
Not going to
they're giving
that.
These players too much money. They're giving these players all this money, and they don't really have to work for the money no more. They don't have to do none of that for the
You're
money.
Right.
So to,
right.
You know, it don't even matter if they suspend him for whatever, however long they're going to suspend him. He's already a millionaire. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
Okay, suspend me. I still got the money that I got, so I'm good. Suspend me.
Well,
I don't care. He already knew where he's going.
Lady T, I wanted to ask y'all, did he get that contract? Did he get the contract he was supposed to get, or he still that's still pending? He did get the
contract.
No, he
signed it.
Yeah, he signed it.
Okay. So that's not an issue. Oh, got you. Okay.
No.
But he's not getting paid. Well, he's not getting paid while he's on suspension. They
no.
said that today.
Right. No.
Right. That's
and he
but that's what I'm saying, 57. That's you making my yes, that's my point.
No, I wasn't
he's
disagreeing
not
with you, sis.
I understand. No, that's what I'm saying. You making my you helping me with my point. Because that's absolutely the truth. He's not getting paid. He don't care. He's old.
Nope.
And he's on his way out. He know they're not gonna win no championship. So he don't really care. He don't care.
That, you know
nope.
I was watching I was watching First Take, and a question was posed. We all know Steph Curry is tired of this. Do you guys think he's, you know, said anything to Draymond or, you know?
What are you going to say? He's going to get punched in the face, too. It's a nice
but Draymond is his ride or die dude, though, Kel. He done said that's his man, and you know, and they done pulled each other up when they needed each other. So right now, he can't do nothing but shake his head, you know, and be sad about it because he know he needs him on the court. And, you know, then he cost them one championship. They should have five. But it's out of his anger cost them a championship. Back when they played LeBron. So he ain't too much he can really say right now. But you could see last night how disgusted he was. Clay, him and Clay, they looked like they just were like, damn, not again.
Well, Clay was disgusted for a whole nother reason. play this stuff because he ain't playing up to par right now, and he know he's about to really be exposed for how he been playing.
Yes.
Him and Wiggins, 5 points apiece in the last two games or whatever, something ridiculous like that. And they just messed up. It's just messed up. Mom Betty said he want to go to the WWE.
That's a situation that really is going to come to light now. You don't have Draymond Green to take all the news and back shelf every or back page everything that you're doing. Now your in-app playing will be on front page. So these guys really, you know, gonna have to step it up. They're gonna have to step it up seriously. But as far as Draymond and his indefinite suspension, if you guys, and I'm speaking of the NBA, if you guys are going to put in the punishment that the young boy with the guns and was fighting
John
for
Morant.
His mother, John Morant. Thanks, co-host.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are going to put that John Morant has to go get some help, some counseling, I haven't heard that one time with Draymond Green. That boy, that young man, needs to talk to someone. Not just on his podcast.
I agree.
Not just on his podcast. Go
lay out the mic
on a couch somewhere.
Yeah. Well,
with a qualified professional, bruh, before you hurt yourself or someone else.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Go ahead.
Did you see Dumas on First Take?
Mm-mm.
Well, he was talking about that. You know, they got a good relationship and all that. He's also, you know, over the whatever his position is of NBA, but he also very good friends with Draymond, and Draymond respects him. But he also mentioned about, you know, not just about suspense, but also getting him help.
Yeah,
you know, so he's definitely talking about that. But like I say, Draymond, he needs help. He needs to be, like you say, taking some away that he loved, and he will miss that money eventually. You know, he will miss that money eventually because, I mean, they're used to a certain lifestyle. So they're used to a certain, you know, money coming
income.
In. So, you know, you don't know how long that suspension be. But like you say, his best thing is to do is go get some help. Not like, and somebody said, not to say that you're crazy, but to go talk to, there's some issues going on where you got an angry issue, you know, because you know that you can't do that on a basketball court, you know.
Man, you can't do that in life. You cannot do that in life. Somebody,
you can, but
somebody getting you upset, grabbing on you, touching on you, you can't just haul off and steal the man. You can. And as a man,
that's
kind of
different on the street, though, Kale.
Excuse me?
It's kind of different. You can't equate, you know, with him, his job of professionalism with people, millions of people watching, however many people come to see him in the stadium, then me out street on the street and somebody touching me in my 2 foot space, and I don't want you, and you invading that. Come on, man. That's different.
Well, then it's
I mean, you can tell him, hey, get off me and this and that, but if you continue, you know, but you know, I hear what you're saying. It's not right to just strike off, you know, I understand that, but you do have to defend yourself if you're out in the street, but this is totally different than what Draymond did.
Yeah.
Than defending
yourself.
You're
playing a sport where people are pushing each other around constantly. For 48 minutes or whatever, you're playing that type of sport, and because you get out muscled or hey, maybe you catch a bad shot, you just can't in front of 40,000 people and the cameras and the referees, the announcers, and everybody
haul off and hit somebody upside the head like that. What you think eventually is going to happen to you, you know? And in the last 3 days, I done seen these young professional athletes who we done put on top of the pedestal but still are trying to figure their way through life act like a fool. Patrick Mahomes, Draymond Green, Giannis last night. They don't know how to handle some of these things, and we constantly throwing a camera or a microphone in their face, asking them life questions, and they about a, and they out there playing a sport. These guys ain't ready.
Well, let me say this. You know what I saw? I had referees. I was refereeing a game, and they was fighting each other. Two referees jumped on one referee and got him on the ground, and he got up. They were trying to break it up, get the other one. Two, they was in the boxing stand, you know, going around boxing to the other dude grab. But it was two referees jumped on another one. And in front of, you know, it's, and the parents had to come grab him. That's crazy. It's just an anger problem. People are angry, man. You know? And you got to have. You got to have God to keep to give you that peace, man, and what have you. And take a minute, breathe. Take a minute to pray. You know, take a minute, check yourself.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And
it's just that,
like you say, that evil spirit, that principalities that we fight against. You know,
Yes, sir.
And powers that we fight against. But we got to just stay strong, man. And like you say, love one another, man, and just try to get along, man. Cause we here. You know.
But, and you know what? Whoever brought up the fact of all the people that Draymond has assaulted, let's keep it 100. They've all been foreigners. I never really put that into the situation, but they have. Every last one of them has been a foreigner. Bro, you can't listen. When most NBA players are done here, what do? They go overseas. You know, China, Japan, Turkey, Montreal, all different places to play ball, continue to play ball. Draymond, you killing your chance. Because they're going to look at you and say, he has no respect for foreign players. He has no respect for them. And
overseas folks harder than that.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Overseas, they're going to be ready for them.
Yeah.
You ever see them no jerky guys making into it? They get into it.
Mm-hmm. And Joker ain't going for that. He a foreigner, but Joker ain't going for that.
Like I say, he knows who to do it with. He knows who he can get away with. I said, we had that talk before when he was doing crazy stuff, you know. Because he kicked at LeBron, but he didn't really kick him, you know. I mean, his leg went up, you know. But and then now, like I say, they business partners. He called him a name or whatever, but now they real good. And, Kale, remember you said before, man, if I get into it with somebody, we just done, you know. And
well,
remember we'll a while back we had that.
Let me say this.
Okay,
somebody got to kick me in them, but the fact that you got that close just scared the crap out of me.
Well,
so you might as well have kicked me.
You can't even blow on them.
You know what I'm
saying? So, but like I said, he knows who he can get away with it with. Totally. Like you said,
right.
He didn't joking them. They beat him down.
Let me
down.
Say this
he
real
didn't,
quick, though, Ted. Let me
yes,
say this
ma'am.
Real quick.
Yes,
I don't mean to cut across you, but let me say
no,
this
go
real
ahead,
quick.
Babe.
Because Gerald is making a great point online. Like, we have some online people that's talking. He said this happened when money gets enveloped. He said, in social media, they want to show out. He said, I'm just messed up that it's always our folks that's doing the fighting and losing their contracts.
Right.
Yep.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
trying to keep it real.
It's always us. It's always us acting a fool, acting a plum fool.
Yep.
Most of the time, it's always us, and then it's always
right.
another set of us trying to justify and say that it's gonna be all right. Just hold fast. He gonna, you know, just hold. I'm like, it's always us.
Yeah,
it's always us.
And that's say,
yeah,
with all the talent and skill that these young black players have, you have to resort to something like it's that doesn't even truly concern basketball.
Yeah, you're making all this money, and you want to go out there and fight. Like, you make millions of dollars to throw a ball in a hoop. Whether you win, lose, or draw, your money is coming to your checking account every, Wednesday of the week. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday, they're going to deposit some money into your account. And I'm not talking about no $5 or $10. I'm talking about a whole lot of money with a whole bunch of zeros at the back of it, even for the rookies. Those $100,000, that's still a lot of money compared to the average person that's making money.
Big figure.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all making all this money, just play the game. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
and don't take it so serious. Just play the game. Come on out and do it all again the next time you have whatever time is on your schedule. It's just getting out of hand to me.
Yeah. It really truly is. And this is what I was saying a few weeks back. You know, they have to seriously punish them. You know, they have to seriously. Now, an indefinite suspension, I don't know if that's going to work or not, but it's terrible. It's terrible.
They got to do that mandatory thing like you were talking about, Kel. They got to do the mandatory go to counseling and put all these stipulations on him, just like they put all these stipulations on any John Morant with the guns and all that stuff. Even though John Morant didn't cross no lines. Like, they made him do all that stuff because he was carrying a loaded, we can't even say if it was loaded. He was carrying a weapon, which everybody in the world is entitled to do. He didn't point the gun at nobody. He didn't rob nobody. He didn't do nothing. He just showed a gun. That's all he did. And he had all these stipulations, long as my arm, so he had to do all these things. On top of that, they suspended him, taking more money away from him. He lost contracts. He lost all these endorsements, thank you. He lost all these endorsements and everything on some just show me stuff. He just showed something.
He's
not doing none of this to Draymond Green. He still got all his contracts. He still got all his accolades. He's still doing everything he's supposed to do. Only thing he's not doing is getting paid for these little games that he's not being played right now. He's not losing other money.
How about
they would have said it by name.
It just happened.
NBA dealt with Kyrie Irving was more to me than the way that they dealt with anything concerning Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They try to take his manhood. They try to take his manhood and prove something, definitely.
Yeah.
Can I answer the question you asked, though, of your first question? Because you asked about Steph Curry.
Yeah.
You know, my point is, no, I don't think he's going to say nothing to Draymond because I don't think he's a leader. I mean, I talked to you about before. I don't think he's that type of leader. Now, you look at Michael Jordan when he had Dennis Rodman. Michael went to Vegas and got Dennis. You know what I mean? Michael would get up in Dennis' face, listen. You know what I mean? This and that. So that was type of leader he was. Curry's just not that type of leader. You know, Curry just want to do his three-pointers, do Rudy helicopters and do his sleep moves and all that, and you know, but he's not that type of leader. They don't have nobody. Draymond was their leader. Now their leader has gone awry. There's something going on with him, man. And now they don't have no leader. Curry is being exposed, you know, so it's downhill. You see Bob Myers, he's left. So that kind of should tell you something. The writing is on the wall.
So you guys think it's over for Golden State? Do you guys feel like it's over for Golden State?
It's been over. What have they done lately?
It's time to warm up.
Yep.
It's over for this week, guys. unless you're going to drastically change the team, this group of guys is done for. Only thing I disagree with that Curry is not a leader. Michael Jordan didn't speak to Dennis Rodman the whole time they were talking, other than that one incident where they went to Vegas and, you know, talked Dennis to coming back to the team. But Steph has never had to do that with Draymond Green, you know, anything like that right there. You know, as far as leadership, Curry is a straight up dog.
Talked to Dennis, though, 57. It was, I don't mean to cut you off like you tell me, but it was plenty other times Mike had to straighten out Dennis. You know,
Mike only had to talk to Dennis one time, bro.
Well, listen,
and Dennis said it himself.
Come on, I'm a Bulls fan. Okay.
I understand. I'm just telling you that
what
he only talked to him one time.
The cameraman in the leg. Like I said, when Dennis got out of the hand, what's the name? Michael will pull him back. I've seen it in games. You know what I'm saying? So, bottom line,
we saw people try to pull Draymond back, and just because Steph Curry wasn't one of the people there, doesn't mean that he ain't got no type of leadership.
I hear you. But my thing, like I said, I don't think he's the type of leader to say anything. I don't think he's going to say anything. I'm not, you know, he does what he does. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're entitled to, brother. So, but like I just say, I just ask my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think he because hold on, can I finish? If that's the case, it's been like two times. What about the last year when it was in the playoffs? Can I finish? And if they was in the playoffs when he did that to Sabonis, and now then you start the new year. You just got to a week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. You got to, you know, dragging some man by the neck, man. And then now you exposed.
Gobert.
So what kind of?
But so what was Steph supposed to do?
Talk
what
to him.
What was he supposed to do?
Oh wow!
I mean, run over there and grab
nothing,
him himself
nothing,
when he got here, all
nothing.
The other teammates around him. What was he supposed
he
to do?
He supposed to do nothing, man. Not nothing at all, bro.
I think because all these wrongs were done in public, I'm kind of with Ed as far as Steph. Run over there and say, nah, bro, you're too important. We need you. You saw what happened when we lost you. You know, we're not trying to lose you right now. And then a point we haven't talked about. Maybe Draymond wants off of this team now. Maybe he's on and acting out like he is because he wants off of that team now. He sees the end is near. So maybe he's just, y'all won't trade me, so I'm going to act the fool. It's a reason behind why this man is acting this way. That's all I'm saying.
Every action got a reaction.
And I hope he gets some help, that he gets some help. You know, it's crazy. You're at the end of your career, and this is how you're going out. Nobody want to deal with you, bro. What you going to ask this guy? Boxing club?
He hasn't been punched in his face, brother. That's why he
That's
keeps
it.
Doing it. When the bully, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. It's a term we use in Philly.
Oh yeah.
So you know what I'm saying then? Yeah, like brother, please, I'll bully the bully. You feel me? Like come on, man, sit down somewhere. And he knows his environment. He knows his environment. He knows they ain't built like nothing. People just want to get their money and chill. You got a couple of knuckleheads, but he ain't going to mess with none of them wild young cats. You're not going to mess with none of them.
Nah,
all the foreign
not.
Guys
yep.
who docile in nature.
Because as big as Dirk is, the first thing he did when he hit him was fell to the ground.
Got
he didn't even turn around and say, hey, MF, you hit me. Damn.
Right.
No.
He ain't hitting no little people either. Y'all gotta understand.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He ain't hitting no little bitty Steph Curry type people. He hitting
right.
Rudy Gobert
yeah.
and choked him.
Right,
like,
but you know big don't mean tough, sis.
Cat was standing right there. El was standing right there. Like nobody in the league wanna see this dude. You know what I'm saying?
No,
nobody.
No, no. He don't want to see Edwards. Remember him and Edwards had some back and forth with some words before that game?
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't see him
and
Edwards.
Ant-Man.
I didn't see, I didn't see them getting no confrontation.
No. What I'm saying, what I'm saying is that's just talk. That's just pure talk. He was choking your man.
I understand that, but I'm saying why did he go at what's his name?
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't Edwards say you had the perfect opportunity there to choke him while he was choking your man?
He's not stupid. He don't want to get thrown out the game. He's not stupid. He don't want to get thrown out the game. No, he didn't get thrown out.
Listen, let me finish. Let me finish. When a man is choking, that's like all of us on the team together right here on this corner. All of us on the team together.
Lord.
We playing the game, all of us. They choking 57. You think I'm going to stand right here and let somebody choke him? You think I'm going to
do that? Hey,
like,
Kale,
like,
you better not say a word, Kale.
He was breaking it up. He was breaking it up. He ain't supposed to choke Draymond, but they was trying to grab. All of them was grabbing each other.
You got it.
Hey. It ain't that, but look at it. You can have it.
That's my opinion. You trying to argue my opinion. That's
no,
not my
I'm
opinion.
I'm just saying my opinion about as far as you saying the man should choke him. What I'm saying is that, okay, I don't think Edwards should go. They tried to break it up. They did it the best way they can as far as not reacting like Draymond. If he would have choked Draymond, he would have been suspended. He's smarter than that.
You said
Draymond
Steph Curry should have ran over there to the fight.
No, Cap, she's saying intervene.
Edwards was there.
She said about Steph, that Steph should have ran over there.
Exactly.
And then she's saying it's wrong about Edwards.
No, I didn't say Steph. See, you're wrong, 57. You're wrong. I didn't say Steph.
No, I'm just going
about
what you said.
No, bro.
Play it back.
No,
play it back.
I said as far as the leader, he didn't talk to him, so don't even go
there,
bro.
Drop the flag.
No, let me finish. If you let me finish, because you're trying to come in with something, bro.
Hey, time out. Cap said it best. Draymond Green is purposely targeting big, docile dudes. That's why he didn't get into it with this guy or that guy. Now, Ted, I understand what you're saying. And Treese actually made a great point. If we're all on the same team and somebody grabs 57 and pulls him, choking him, after the game, I'm going to laugh and play around with him about it. But during the game, you're not choking my teammate. You're not choking my teammate.
At least try to pull him off from something.
Yeah, we at a sports bar. If we all at a sports bar, we chilling, watching the game, laughing, and one guy comes up and just tries to start a fight with one of us, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'm front and center. And I don't stand that tall. I'm only 5'8", Kel will tell you. I'm a little boy. But I got a dog. I got dog in me, man. I got dog in me.
I'm going to ask you later what happens.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's how you do it.
You just run for whoever gets choked.
You get involved. We'll ask questions later.
All the trash you talk, you running mad. After the fight, me and you going to fight. For real.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's how it
is. Yeah, you left us in the middle of that. Shoot. I remember when we was young dudes. All of us was right up here at Marlow Heights Theater. And... No, we were at Crystal Cake. And my buddy was dancing with this girl who turns out to be somebody else's girlfriend. And, you know, as young men, all we think about is, you ain't carrying me. Next thing we know, dude and three of his buddies tried to jump my man going to the bathroom. And I saw them follow him in the bathroom. All 12 of us went in that bathroom and helped man out. Now, what he said was, y'all fight one-on-one, but it ain't gonna be no job. It ain't gonna be no show up because the numbers say we got three dudes for every one of y'all. So if y'all want to jump, you're going to get jump. And that's how we grew up. We got to remember, Allen Iverson told us years ago, these dudes playing in the NBA are not like your buddy on that corner. Y'all think just because they play basketball, they fouled it. But they not. They are not. So, I mean, we can't be mad at the guys that don't have that dog, like Cap say, in them. Everybody just doesn't have it. Let's take another call, y'all. What's up, Nob?
Hey, no, man.
Nah.
What's going on? Hey, Raymond
Green.
What up? Yeah, I mean, y'all hitting all the points on Draymond, man. I guess the thing, you could kind of tie this to Clay, too. When you looked at it a certain way and you've accomplished all these things and then your skills start to diminish and the people who you used to put work in on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead and answer that. You got it. And the people you used to put work in on are killing you now? Man, it's hard to accept. Clay
right.
has got kicked out of a couple games, one game before the ball tip, because he can't keep his emotions in check from getting cooked all the time. And Draymond, just point blank period, his skills have deteriorated. He's trying to do goon stuff because he can't really do nothing with nobody. Go watch that game. Nurk was killing him. Like, Nurk ended up with, like, what, 20 and 15 or something crazy like that? And he was killing him. And Draymond, he can't take it, man. This dude is having tantrums.
Well, I hope he goes get some help. To sum it all up, I hope this brother go get some help. Seriously. And you can think, just because this player is docile and humble and tries to avoid things, you back cat in a corner, he's coming out fighting. And Draymond is going to pull this on the wrong person. And the gang will be second thought. I'm serious. I will be surprised if the NBA suspends them for the rest of the season. Seriously. Until he is an afterthought. For real. Because they have the right to
Thanks to they're just going to the all-star
break. Say what, Reese?
Thanks said he'd probably just be suspended to the all-star weekend. 2 months.
That's a long
I think one
time.
Of the major problems with Golden State right now is their system is breaking down. I don't think it's just the players. At one point, Golden State was the fastest team in the NBA on the way to those four championships, almost five. And now the rest of the NBA, like any other sport, they've caught up with them. And these guys have gotten old together. And this, I think it's more than just the players can't do nothing. It's just their system has broken down, and they got to rebuild their team. And I feel sorry for Steph because they can get rid of everybody on their team but him. He the only one they can't trade away.
Right. True. That's true. I just don't.
That maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kale.
I'm saying some help, man. I want the man to get some help, man. Talk to somebody, bro.
But, Kevin, it might be what you said in the beginning. It might be what you said in the beginning. He might just be acting out and doing all this crazy stuff because he want to be traded. And he know he can't. So he know if he do all these crazy things, he'll be traded. And people going to say, he needs some help. He need this. He need that. And then Golden State ain't going to want to do all that. They want to just trade him away.
That's,
he might not need no help. He just might need out.
Yeah, you're right. You are 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me that this boy is acting out like that. You know?
Right.
He's screaming help. He's screaming help to me. You know? I don't think the type of help that they're going to provide, he wants. But you get what you get, bruh. You get what you get. All right. So hey, three. We're going to put Draymond Green on that prayer list, man. Bruh needs some heavenly intervention. And all right. Great conversation, dog. Great conversation. Yeah. I love the heat. To everybody know, when this song's played, what time it is.
It better be my song.
Hello.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got a round of control. Quiet like gumbo. Spice on the bumble. Y'all look. Ain't ready. Tasting the boat. Got a kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't plot to. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive in the vibe. Your head spin. Stop walking that one way. To that dead end. Put the yellow. Cowboy hard. Better bring some water. Kick gasoline candles. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go. Lady D, right here. All right. No,
that's
not playing. I ain't even going to ask you, nah. Reach up. You with us? I can't hear you, Reese. I can hear you, but I don't want you on the show.
I'm with you.
Okay. Meemaw, you here, babe?
Yes, I'm here. And 57, I'm not going to let nobody kick you. I'm going to kick them in the knees, okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness. 57, you here?
I'm in after that one.
Cap, you in?
Yes, sir.
All right. I know Tang is in with his technical difficulties. And I'm in. Go ahead, Lady T. Announce her online, folks. Tell T.
Okay.
So
I got Kel, Lady T, Tang, Reese, Mom Betty, 57, Mima, and Kirby is playing, you guys.
Yeah.
Kirby is playing. And G. G is playing also. Cap, did I leave you out? Cap, is Cap playing?
Yeah, you always leave me out. You know how that go. You know.
Cap, I'm so sorry. Cap, I am so sorry. I got you, Cap. All right, y'all. Don't say it, 57. Do not say it. Just hold on to it.
I dare.
Just hold it, sir.
I hear Tang back there laughing like, oh.
All right, guys. We're going to go. Listen, guys. Y'all know how this works, okay? $MAMABOSS, the number 5, okay, is the Cash App. $5 donation is the cost, okay? This is week 15. This is week 15. It's going by so fast. Tang is the reigning champion of week 14, you guys. Listen, we're going to try to get through this as quick as possible. If you guys want to talk about something, just let me know. I'll put a dot beside it, and we'll keep going after that. The Monday night game, you guys.
Trees.
That close and play phone, bro.
Yeah.
To bit the whole family.
That phone got COVID.
Yeah, man. Just jump right on off the screen.
jumped completely. No,
we're having tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're having
She ain't jumped off the screen. I just can't hear. Lady T.
You on mute? Did you mute yourself by accident?
No. Come on, Lady T.
No, because the rest of us talking.
Yeah.
Hang on the mistletoe.
You know?
I'm going to get to know you better. This Christmas.
Whatever, Grant.
Come on, T.
I've been watching so many Christmas movies. I'm going to tell y'all a funny one. Called Almost Christmas with Monique.
Mm-hmm.
And who else in this movie? Danny Glover in it. Oh, man. I died laughing at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, what about Elf? Y'all like Elf?
Oh. I ain't never watched that.
Nah,
oh, yeah,
I ain't into much into Will Ferrell and stuff.
Yeah,
a
Christmas man, goofy.
A Christmas story. That's my joke.
Who?
Just shoot your eye out. A Christmas story. When
oh,
your
yeah.
man wanted the Red Rocket BB gun, and actually shot itself and his glass and saved. Yeah, that's my job. When the fall with the dirt. Great.
My favorite one is the Christmas Carol with Mr. Magoo.
Oh yeah.
The cartoon version.
Yeah.
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, man. I know. Hey, Ben, I love cartoons, man.
Oh, man. I forgot about Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. I love Mr. Magoo. I still watch that stuff.
I
yeah.
know that's right.
What is now? What is that? Where's Mr. Magoo on? That's my favorite guy there.
You know, Christmas Carol with Jacob Marley come back from the dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have Goofy playing Jacob Marley and, either have oh, it's all kinds of stuff in that Christmas movie.
Can y'all hear me?
There we go.
You have to mute it.
Yeah, because your number's still in the studio. But go
huh?
ahead, quick. We got. Don't worry.
All right.
About it.
Okay.
All
right. All right, you guys. Let's go. Can y'all hold the conversation to a minimum if you guys want to hear? I mean, talk about something, just let me know, because we're pressed for time right now, you guys. Hold all conversations to a minimum, just nothing. All right, Chargers and Raiders, this is tonight's game. Chargers and Raiders, kill you, start us off.
Chargers.
Same.
Raiders.
Reese.
Chargers.
57.
Chargers.
Mima.
Chargers.
Kirby says Raiders. Mom Betty says Chargers. Oh, somebody else is playing too. Mom Betty says Raiders. G says Raiders. Cap, what say you?
Raiders.
Mario is a new player. He is saying Chargers. I am saying Raiders. All right, you guys. The next one we have is Bears and Browns. Bears versus the Browns. Same status quo.
Browns.
Come on, Reese.
Browns.
Kirby is saying Browns. Mima, what say you?
Bears.
57.
Bears.
My Betty is saying Browns. G is saying Bears. Cap is saying
Browns.
Mario didn't say anything yet. Kale, what say you?
Browns.
I'm taking Brown. Did I leave anybody out? Mario, we waiting on you, Mario. What say you? Until he put his pick up, we're going to go. We're going to keep it moving. Falcons, Panthers. Falcons, Panthers, you guys. Falcons and the Panthers. Falcons. Kirby is saying Falcons. Mima, what say you?
Falcons.
57. My Betty is saying Falcons. G is saying Falcons. Cap, what say you?
Falcons.
Shane, what say you?
Falcons.
Reese, what say you?
Falcons.
Kale, what say you?
Falcons.
So this is a sweep, you guys. This is our first sweep. Okay? This is our first sweep. All right, let's keep it moving. We have the Steelers versus the Colts. The Steelers versus the Colts. 57, I've already wrote Steelers for you. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Okay. Mima, what say you?
Coach.
G is saying coach. Cap, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Steelers. It's a must win for them.
My Betty is saying coach. Mima, what say you?
Coach.
Coach. Okay. Kirby is saying the Steelers. What say you, Reese?
Coach.
Kale, what say you?
Pittsburgh.
Shane.
Coach.
I'm going coach. All right, you guys, let's keep it moving. We have the Broncos versus the Lions. Broncos versus the Lions. Kane, what say you?
Detroit.
Oh, that's the Lions. Reese, what say you?
Broncos.
I'm going Broncos. Kale, what say you?
Detroit.
Cap, what say you?
Going with Detroit.
G is saying Broncos. My Betty is saying Broncos. 57, what say you?
Broncos.
Mima.
Detroit.
Kirby is saying the Lions. Don't leave anybody out. No, I did not. Okay. We are moving right along, you guys. Good job. Vikings versus the Bengals. Vikings versus the Bengals. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Kirby is taking the Bengals. Come on, Mima.
The Bengals.
My Betty is taking the Bengals. 57, what say you?
Bengals.
Gerald is taking the Vikings. Kill, what say you?
Bengals.
Bengals.
Reese.
Bengals.
I'm taking the Vikings. All right. Giants, Saints. Is anybody taking the Giants? Oh, Gerald, my bad. I'm sorry. I forgot you was on here.
You crazy.
Oh, Tang is taking the Giants. Tang is taking the Giants.
Taking the Giants. Reese's.
All right, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it, honey.
I'm taking the Giants.
Oh, 50. Come on, 57, Giants. All right. G is taking the Giants. I know. Okay, he did write Giant. Okay, yeah, he put laugh out loud. Mom Betty is taking the Saints. Kill. Let me see. Meemaw, what say you, Meemaw?
I'm taking the Giants, too.
Okay. Kirby is taking the Saints. Cap, what you taking?
I'm taking the Saints.
I'm taking the Saints. Kill, what are you taking?
Saints.
All right. That should be everybody, everybody, everybody. All right. We have the Buccaneers and the Packers. Buccaneers and the Packers, you guys. Come on, Reese.
Packers.
Come on, Kale.
Green Bay.
Thank you. I'm sorry, y'all. All right. Gerald is taking the Packers, and so is Mom Betty. 57, what say you?
Tampa Bay.
Mima.
Green Bay.
Kirby is taking Green Bay. Tang, what say you?
Green Bay.
I'm taking the Bucks. All right. Jets, Dolphins, you guys. Jets at the Dolphins. Jets at the Dolphins.
You didn't get me, lady. Did you get me, lady T?
Come on, Cap. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
My Buck brother. Okay, Buck's brother, I should say. All right. Cap, you already talking, so go on, give me Jets and Dolphins.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Okay. G is taking the Jets. Mom Betty is taking the Dolphins. 57, you up.
Dolphins.
I think Kirby forgot one. I don't see his pick on here. Give me one second, y'all. Yeah, I think Kirby. Kirby, you forgot one. I need the Jets and the Dolphins. Give me the Jets and the Dolphins, Kirby. Mima.
The Dolphins?
Dang.
Dolphins.
Come on, Reese.
Dolphins.
Kirby is picking the Dolphins. Come on, Kale.
Dolphins.
I'm picking the Dolphins as well. All right, guys. Make sure. Got Cap. Make sure. All right. Texans versus the Titans. T Texans versus the Titans. You guys. Come on, G. Let me. Oh, he ain't ready yet. Come on, 57.
Texans.
Mom Betty is saying, oh, girl is saying Titans. Come on, Cap.
Texans.
Come on, Tang.
Texans.
Come on, Reese.
Titans.
Come on, Kale. I'm going Texans. Mima.
Texas.
Kirby is saying Titans. Mom Betty is saying Titans. Make sure I got everybody. Yes, I did. This game is a division game, you guys. This game is in the a division game, and it's being played in Arizona. So we have the 49ers versus the Cardinals, okay? 49ers versus the Cardinals. I'm putting 49ers down for my name. Kill, what say you?
49ers.
Reese, what say you?
49ers.
Mima.
49ers.
Kirby is saying 49ers. Yeah. Everybody online is saying 49ers. That means girl and my Betty. Cap, what say you?
Bang, bang, bang.
Boy. Boy.
I know what that means.
Boy.
Come on, 57.
49ers.
Dang.
49.
That is our second sweep, you guys. That is our second sweep. Okay, so the next
you
game
knew it was
we
a
have
sweep.
Still, this game is still an NFC rival team. Not a division game, but it's still an NFC. So we have the Commanders and the Rams, you guys. The Commanders and the Rams. Kill, I got you down for Washington.
Yeah, buddy.
Reese, I have you down for Washington, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mima, I got you down for Washington, correct?
Win or lose.
I got you.
You go, Mima.
My Betty is saying Ram.
Boo.
G is saying Ram. Mm. Cap, what are you saying?
Rams.
Kirby is saying Rams. We're holding,
Kirby,
holding y'all. Hold
I rebuke you.
Just hold it. Hold it, Kel. Just hold it. Just hold it. 57, go.
Commanders.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Tang.
Rams.
I'm going Rams. Did I get everybody? Yes. I put a star beside it already. I put a star beside it. If y'all need anything else, put a star beside it. Just let me know. Let me know. All right? Cowboys
Steelers
and Bills,
go.
You guys. Cowboys and you said what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Put a star beside Steelers and Colts.
Steelers and Colts. Okay, I got you. All right, y'all. The next game we have up is the Cowboys and the Bills. I'm putting a star beside that one, only because it's the Bills and I need to talk about the Bills. All right. So Tang, I got you now for the blue team with the star on the helmet.
Correct.
All right. Gerald is saying Bills, because they need it. He wrote a whole paragraph. Mom Betty is saying Bills.
57, what say you?
Cowboys.
Meemaw, what say you? I'm sorry. Meemaw.
Bills.
Meemaw.
I said Meemaw. Kirby is saying Bills. I'm going Cowboys. Kale.
Bills.
Reed.
Cowboys.
Y'all hold it. I already got a side beside it. I hold it. Hold it. You over here. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the Bills political game. Put a star by it, please.
I got it. I already got it. I got a star beside it, so I'm going to put two stars beside it because two people want a star. All right, guys. Same NFC. We still over here at the NFC building. We have the Eagles and the Hawks. We got these birds fighting each other. We got some
birds fighting each other, guys. That's the Monday night
game.
That's Monday night.
Oh, my thing wrote it down wrong. It sure is, because I wrote it on here Monday night as well. You're right. Ravens versus the Jaguars, you guys. Ravens versus the Jaguars. Yep. I wrote it down wrong. I'm sorry, guys. Ravens and Jaguars. Ravens and Jaguars. Come on, Meemaw.
Baltimore going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you saying that too loud. Kirby saying Ravens. You saying that too loud, Meemaw. Come on. You know I love you. Come on now. My Betty is saying Ravens, baby. G is saying Ravens. Cap is saying
Ravens, but this is a tricky game with Ravens. Put a star next to it, please.
Got it. Gotcha. What I say? Come on, Kale said Ravens too. I mean, I'm sorry. My baby said Ravens. Come on, Kale.
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Come on, Reese.
Ravens.
57.
Ravens.
I feel like I'm missing somebody. Kane.
Me. Jay.
See, with the Jets.
Well, I've already put a thought beside it, so y'all know we talking about that one. Chiefs and the Patriots. Chiefs and the Patriots. Do we have any Patriot takers?
Me.
Oh, Kane.
Okay. Oh, you just donated this week.
Anybody else taking the Patriots? Everybody else taking the Chiefs. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, you guys. Let me just write this down real quick. Y'all think about what y'all score going to be, for who y'all winner's going to be. Almost, the Chiefs was almost everybody y'all in, but Tang, you know, he did a 007 on us. All right. So, all right, guys, this is going to be the Monday night game, baby. Monday night is up in the building. We have the Eagles at the Seahawks. Eagles at the Seahawks, you guys. And I need a score. Okay? Gerald said you're fucking sleepy. My Betty is saying... My Betty is saying Eagles 24-21. Tang is saying?
I'm going with the Seahawks.
Okay.
19-17.
Gerald is saying Eagles. And he is going 28-10. Come on, Cappy Tone.
I'm going Philly. 24-21.
Mom Betty just did that one.
Yeah.
Okay, 27-18.
27-18. Okay. Come on, 57.
Philadelphia, 31-20.
31-20. Gotcha. Mima, you up?
Philadelphia, 31-27. Did somebody say that?
What is it again?
31-27.
No, you got it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Wait, Mima. Kirby wrote that down already. I just didn't say it out loud, but he already sent his pick in.
Okay. I'll take 28-27.
28-27. Kirby is going Eagles 31-27. I should have been said it. He's been wrote it in. Come on, Carol. You up?
I'm going Eagles 24-10.
That's already been said.
No, it ain't. I got...
Oh, 24, I got you. I see 24-21. You said 24-10. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I miss anybody?
Me?
Oh, myself. Reese, come on, Reese.
Yeah. Eagles, 20-10.
20, that's a good score. Yeah, that is a good score time. I am taking the Seahawks. For some reason, I think they're gonna go on a 3-game winning losing streak, and I am going 27-13. You guys, the Cash App is $MAMABOSS and the number 5. Okay, if you see Treetop, that is me. There is a $5 donation, but of course you can play just for bragging rights. That is your choice. Good luck to everybody. Just good luck to everybody. We on week 15, you guys, already. But good luck.
All right.
Back at you.
All right, we ain't going to do a commercial. Let's just jump into the game that we discussed.
What you want to change, babe?
I want the Bills, not the Cowboys.
Oh, my grace.
Okay. I got you.
Reese ain't trying to be sleeping on your couch, Tang.
Why are you going to make my baby sleep on the couch? Man, come on now. We got beds in here for her to sleep on. Come on now.
Hey. I'm going to put her out.
Why do my sister like that? Listen, we're going to go ahead and talk about these games. I'm going to get at you at 7:05. I get at you, sir. Steelers Colts is up first. What say you, Kel?
I want to know why. So what do the Colts have that Mima, G, Ma Betty, Reese, Tang, and you three picking the Colts over the Steelers?
I'm rooting for the I'm rooting for the team out of ride or die, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even enthused.
So am I. So, and
they hungry, though. They hungry.
Gerald said the Colts are strong as a team right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they still got Gardner and Pikachu at the quarterback. And, you know, Steelers defense, you know, can get at him.
Who the Steelers got, Cap?
57. You're right, babe.
Don't you think that Minshew is better than 57? Come on now.
Yeah, but I'm going on the front. I'm going on the defensive line there.
Wait, 57 said no.
Line.
Hey, Debo said the disrespect is real with y'all. Wow. Only 10 points, Joe. You donated this
I'm
week.
I'm telling him I was with the Hulk.
Yeah, nah, he talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said the Eagles going to win 24-10. He said the disrespect is real.
We only gave him 10 points, too. We gave him 20-10.
I did.
Somebody else said 10. Who
G said 28-10. Yeah. Three people said that, so he right. The disrespect is high over here. Commanders Rams is up next. Commanders Rams. You got Commander Rams. We got to move fast. It's 6:52. Come on, y'all. I'm going to say this. I want us to lose, but I can't say another team against us. But I really want us to lose. Mark yeah, yeah. sent me a YouTube clip. Well, hey, we probably are. Marcus sent me a YouTube clip on our draft position. And yeah, if we can somehow manage to get up to that number 2 pick, I ain't going to be upset at all. So, yeah.
Mom, baby said, Lord,
everybody doing it lately.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald said, tell Tang the Giants got more picks than them. Nan, nanny, boo, boo.
He don't care.
He don't care, Gerald. Mm. All right, the next one up, we talked about Cowboys and Bills. We just summed it up. But let's go. They up next. Cowboys, Bills. For all you people that picked the Bills, what y'all got to say about
it? I feel like you, Cap. It is, they
yep.
can say it's a must-win for them, and they want
Josh
to win, but I can't
exactly.
have a
vote
in my
face. Right. I tell you, bro, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm just saying, I think I just think they're gonna really make sure, you know, the great hope prevail. Yeah, prevail.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's all I'm
yeah.
going on. They, you know, everybody ain't happy for that. Everybody ain't happy
right.
for that.
Man, I'm
Raising Jaguars.
MVP, player of the year, every accolade for Dak this year.
Yeah, he the front runner right now.
Yeah. Got the most.
Believe it or not, it's between him and Brock Purdy right now and Tyreek Hill.
Mm.
All right, Ravens Jaguars, you guys. Ravens Jaguars.
I picked the Jags because I feel the same way about that Cowboys game, man. They know the Ravens gonna still make it, but they need, especially when Main Man came back and played last week. They need
yes.
him to do something. That's
right,
hero. That's why I picked them, and they're playing in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel the same way about the two games like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the truth. You're right. I really, you know, I keep it real, even though that's my team. I know we do for a letdown. It's been a while. And I'm saying how my man came back valiantly off a bad ankle, and oh my God, he came up just short. He came up just short. I mean, amazing comeback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but Roquan ain't
exactly.
going for that. Roquan is going to knock him upside his head.
My Betty said the Ravens out there leading them folks. All right, the last game.
Leaving carcasses on the side of the road.
Last game, Chiefs-Patriots, you guys. The last one, Chiefs and the Patriots.
I went with the Patriots.
Man, the way they won.
Yeah, the refs will have it out for them this week again. Travis Kelce went too hard on the refs at the podium the other day.
Yeah.
I'm sticking to them. That's why I went
Andy
with
Reed
the Patriots.
Andy Reed, too. Yep, Andy Reed went hard, too, on the lead.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
You're right, Cap.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
And real fast, I went with the Seahawks because they're gonna try to keep us and the Eagles together. And just like I said, I had to go with my team. When we lose, they're gonna make sure the Seahawks, because they want that NFC West division to be hyped up.
Don't do that.
Y'all already clinched.
Say that again.
Y'all already clinched. They don't want it just to be over with right now. They got two teams to
battle. I believe that. I believe that 1,000%. I do. And you guys know when I tell y'all how much I love y'all that I really mean it.
Y'all should just go ahead and put y'all money over there to be right now.
Can't nobody doing that. Nobody ain't doing that, sir.
We should be saying.
Come on with the last word, Tang, since you're running your mouth. Come on. Go ahead.
Carol's Corner family. Y'all know I love y'all, man. Hey, it's been a beautiful Tuesday and Thursday, like it is every week. Can't wait to see y'all again on Tuesday, man. Y'all be safe and pay attention out there.
All right. So 57, back us up. No, never mind. No, not 57. Come on, Meemaw, back us up. We ain't heard from Meemaw.
Come on,
Meemaw. I'm with the baby, so I hope y'all don't hear her crying. But
it's okay. Come on, we just got the last word.
Okay, prayer changing things. Keep Marvin in your prayers because he's going through some changes, and we need for you all to pray for him, okay? But it's been good. Lots of fun. Love everybody. Be safe. And see you. Talk to you next time.
All right.
We love you.
You should have switched to the Cowboys just now, Meemaw. That should have been your last word.
Boo.
She said boo. Ain't nobody messing with you, Tang. Y'all, listen, that's what it's all about right here on the corner. We're keeping it real. It's our only real. This is what we're talking about right here. We're all just a big old family, and how we love on each other is amazing to me. So with that all being said, with those two last words, I'm going to give my last word, and then I'm going to throw it to my co-host with the last final word. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, keep Draymond in your prayers. Meemaw said keep Marvin in your prayers. Keep everybody lifted up, you guys. My Betty says peace, love, and soul. Y'all heard my husband say be safe and pay attention. I need you guys to do just that. Be safe and pay attention. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy all the sports that we have available. I'm going to throw it right to my to the co-host of Kale's Corner. You have the very last word, sir.
So much for the 4 hours. Like 57 always say, 4 hours of relaxation, talk about what we want to talk about, and enjoying each other. Hey, listen, I want y'all to be safe. Therefore, there is no phone call or text more important than your life. With that being said, everybody enjoyed the time up to the holiday, and we'll get with you all Tuesday, 5 p.m., if the man is willing. All right? Y'all have a good one. Let's go with a little Prince today.
Let's get it. We're on the right to music.